In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we have a before story and a beginning story. It is appropriate on this Sunday, which is now four Sundays remain now after this Sunday before Great Lent. So Great Lent is soon upon us. And on this day, we talk about Zacchaeus, how he was before, and the beginning of his salvation. And it's appropriate because during Great Lent should be, for all of us, a struggle to become more spiritual, to know more about ourselves and about God, to do good works, to pray, to fast. It's a struggle. It's difficult. We'll see next week that the publican, who in our mind's eye we think of Zacchaeus when we think about the publican and the Pharisee, he was crying, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner," because he felt the weight of his sins. This is after Zacchaeus had been received by Christ. And it is this way in the Christian life, because salvation comes to us by degrees. Because salvation is us being changed. So we change by degrees. Nobody changes all at once. You might make a decision at a critical moment in your life, as Zacchaeus did, but you don't change all at once. You change with struggle. Now, what happened to Zacchaeus was one of those moments that happened rarely in a man's life. When he saw himself and when he felt deeply in his soul desire for God. Now, when we read the Scriptures, I tell you over and over again, read the Scriptures so that it relates to you. You're the one reading them. What is it saying to you? What is God trying to tell you? Well, of course, to read the Scriptures and understand them, you must understand the content of what they say. The factual, dogmatic content, the circumstances in which the things were said, and all the rest. And that's all very, very important. And of course, there is instruction in the Scriptures that you must understand. But these Scriptures today, they contain all of that. But also, another thing that is so important when you read the Scriptures. There must be some emotional impact in your soul. Like Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was changed in a day. Or rather, I should say, he had the resolve to change. He made a decision and spent the rest of his life living it. He had many things that were in the way of him finding Christ. The Scripture mentions three. He was a publican. There was a big crowd, and he was very little. Now, as a publican, he had done many sinful things. As a publican, he was ashamed because he had defrauded people. He hurt people. So, are we like publicans? You had better think so, because there's not a human being that shouldn't feel shame for the things he's done or not done, is willing to do, not willing to do, the way he thinks, the way he doesn't think. And sometimes this feeling can keep one away from God. I'm convinced that the majority of the entertainments and all the things in life that are so frivolous and fruitless are really a way for people to escape from knowing who they really are. You cannot hear God if you're not quiet. And if you hear God and you're quiet, you're going to find out what kind of person you are. And that's not a pretty picture. So Zacchaeus had all of that going on in his life. He was a very bad man. He was the chief of the publicans. He was bad. He'd done a lot of bad and terrible things. And he had that on his conscience. But he'd heard of Christ. After all, he was a Jew, even if he was a bad one. He knew of Christ. He wanted to see him. Because there was this thing in his heart that was wondering, how can I get out of this morass that I'm in? I want to change, I don't know how. I mean, when you become a publican, you become indebted to some very important people that are a lot bigger and stronger and meaner than you. Because he was basically an agent of the Roman government. It's pretty hard. You know what they say, you can never leave the mafia. So what was he going to do? He wanted to be better. He didn't know how. Any of you feel like that? I feel like that every day. Now, I know in principle how, through the blood of Christ, through God's mercy, through my struggle. But as far as how to get from A to B in exact detail, I don't understand that. Because my sins are too big for me. And they're too big for you too. His sins were too big. So he wants to see Christ. But the press is in the way. The crowd. So many things get in our way. So many things. So many busy things. So many concerns that we have that we really shouldn't be very concerned about. Most of the press is ourselves. Most of the crowd is our own lifestyle getting in the way of being good. But he had the crowd to deal with. So he was a very inventive man. He was short, couldn't see. So what did he do? He went up high. He went up in a tree. Now imagine the scene. A publican, hated by everybody, making a spectacle of himself in a tree. Certainly there must have been many comments about him. And this is a man accustomed to at least people flattering him in public. They wouldn't say anything about him to his face. But in a crowd, probably there was a lot of snickering and laughter. And then Christ came, and what happened? He looked up and he saw Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was changed because Christ's love transformed him. And he said something very interesting. Make haste. Come down, because today I must abide in your house. An unheard of thing for a holy man to go to the house of a sinner. It wasn't just his house the Lord was talking about. It was his soul. The Lord will abide in our soul. What an amazing thing. When I read this scripture, I'm filled with possibilities for me. And since I'm a pastor, always about you too. Always possibilities for my flock. God can change us if we're willing. But we have to be able to overcome all that inertia of sin. All those chains that are holding on to us, or sometimes that we hold on to ourselves. And we have to do something. We have to press past the crowd. And we have to get up in the tree. And we have to wait for Christ. And the thing is, every single time that he comes to the tree, he will look up and tell us to make haste and come down, because he will abide within us. Every time. Sometimes it's hard for us to believe. I know this, having been a pastor for many years. I know that we really don't completely believe it, because we're pretty bad. So it's hard for us to really believe that we can really be changed. I think when you read scriptures like this, it's important to hold on to that emotion, that fervor, that feeling of being changed that Zacchaeus must have had. And there's many scriptures like this. I have dozens of favorite scriptures that touch me in a very intimate way, and that I hold on to. Because most of life, as I said just recently in a post that I hope you all read carefully, most of life seems to be great spaces filled with short moments. That's not what it should be for a Christian. It should be one moment of being in Christ. Nothing in our life is mundane. Nothing in our life cannot be changed. Everything can be changed. But I think we need to feel this fervor and remind ourselves of it. Because it's very difficult when you are down, when you're tired, when you're lazy, when you're feeling bad thoughts or whatever else is going on. It's really hard to remember that feeling you had before, such as Zacchaeus had when the Lord looked up to him and there was hope for Zacchaeus now. There was a way out for Zacchaeus. What did he do in his fervor? He made promises to the Lord. He was full of joy and he made promises that he hadn't thought of before. And surely he fulfilled them. Absolutely he fulfilled them. But they would be difficult to fulfill. And he would have a lot of habits that he'd have to overcome. Just getting out of that tree didn't make him good. Getting out of that tree gave him the ability to become good. Gave him hope to become good. Gave him a way out. But he was still a person with passions, proclivities towards sin, commitments to people that he couldn't ignore. He still had a long road to go. And that's why I believe that this is right before Great Lent. Because Great Lent is a long road. Great Lent should be hard. It should be when you learn something of yourself, when you struggle, when you do more than you usually do. We have more services during Great Lent. We fast more strictly during Great Lent. And to be perfectly frank with you, if you do those things, I guess if you don't do those things, probably this doesn't happen. But if you do those things, you'll come to periods of time in Great Lent where you'll feel a great sense of despair. You're not getting much better. You're pretty much the same person you were 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, 20 years ago. Still, full of sin, full of bad habits. Reminds me of the time when Jairus' daughter was dying and his servant came up to him as they were going, as Christ was going, and said, "Don't trouble the master, she's dead." I think we feel that. I know we feel that. I'm positive. I think very few people do not have those moments. And the way you get through those moments is with struggle and with holding things close to your breast from the scriptures, from the services. It's not so much that we must have particular things memorized, although that's a very good thing to do. I recommend it highly. But the feeling of reading the scriptures, that feeling of hopefulness that Zacchaeus must have had, that decision, I'm going to be better. And now I have a way to be better. That's the good news. That's what you must hold on to. Because there's going to be a lot of times when it's very hard. But if you hold on to that, then there is still joy in you, even in the midst of sadness. Try it. See if I'm right. During this Lent, fast more strictly than you did before. Go to more services. We have plenty of opportunities. Pray. Attempt to give alms and do good works. And you'll find, even before the third week, you'll be kind of tired. And there will be those voices inside you, those voices of the person that's the publican inside you. You're not really going to get that much better. You really do have a lot of bad habits. What are you doing all this for? You're just hungry and you're more irritable than usual. Don't listen to those voices. Listen to that voice inside you that was the person in the tree. And you heard the Lord say to you, "Come down, because I'll abide in your house." It's not just a nursery tale. This is the truth. This is absolutely what happens to the Christian soul. God visits it, fills it with hope. You can't do anything without hope. Nothing. Hope is very precious. And hope must be kindled. It must be taken care of. So take care of your hope. Struggle. But remember that God will receive you just as He received Zacchaeus. Don't let anything or anybody make you forget this. and he will abide in your house, and you will be saved. Amen.